You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
The word is zero-knowledge proofs. Spelled zero as in nada, knowledge as in useful information, and proofs as in a rigorous and systematic argument that establishes the truth or validity of an assertion. Definition: a mathematical method by which one party, the prover, can prove to another party, the verifier, that something is true without revealing any information apart from the fact that this specific statement is true. Example sentence. In basic form, a zero-knowledge proof is made up of three elements: witness, challenge, and response. Origin and context. A zero-knowledge proof is a technique from cryptography, pronounced like photography, which is the art and science of code making. According to Wired's Lily Hay Newman, these zero-knowledge proof techniques are mathematical methods used to verify things without sharing or revealing underlying data. They are probabilistic assessments, which means they don't prove something with complete certainty. Instead, they use small pieces of unlinkable information to show that the validity of an assertion is overwhelmingly probable. Three researchers, Shafi Goldwasser, Silvio McCauley, and Charles Rakoff, published the first paper on zero-knowledge proofs back in 1985 called The Knowledge Complexity of Interactive Proof Systems. Zero-knowledge proofs must be complete, meaning that if the assertion is true, the verifier will be convinced that it's true. Sound, meaning that if the assertion is false, the verifier will be convinced that it's false. And finally, it must convey zero knowledge, meaning that the proof doesn't reveal any information about the assertion, just that it's either true or false. Nerd reference. In 2022, the staff over at the YouTube channel Computational Thinking provided an example of one zero-knowledge proof using Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson.
Sherlock has two spheres, one blue and one red. On the other hand, Watson is colorblind. For Watson, both spheres look the same. Can Sherlock prove to Watson that he is not colorblind and can differentiate between the two spheres? Zero knowledge requires that Sherlock does not reveal to Watson which sphere is blue and which sphere is red. Watson takes the two spheres behind his back and he can choose to do one of the following: keep the spheres as they are, or switch them. Next, Watson shows the spheres to Sherlock. Sherlock must tell whether Watson switched the spheres. In this particular case, Sherlock must answer, "Switched." Of course, Sherlock might be lucky, so they repeat the protocol many times. If Sherlock always answers correctly, then Sherlock can distinguish the colors with a high probability. And none of Sherlock's answers reveal the color of the spheres.
Word Notes is written and edited by me, Rick Howard, and the mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. We're privileged that N2K and podcasts like Word Notes are part of the daily intelligence routine of many of the most influential leaders and operators in the public and private sector, as well as the critical security teams supporting the Fortune 500 and many of the world's preeminent intelligence and law enforcement agencies. N2K Strategic Workforce Intelligence optimizes the value of your biggest investment, people. We make you smarter about your team while making your team smarter. Learn more at n2k.com. And thanks for listening. Rick here. At N2K CyberWire, we're dedicated to continuously improving the quality of the news and commentary on our network. That's why we're inviting you to participate in our 2024 audience survey. It only takes a few minutes, and your feedback is invaluable. Plus, you'll have the chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card as a thank you for your time. Head on over to cyberwire.com/survey. That's cyberwire.com/survey. to share your feedback now.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.